Thanks for calling customer support. My name is I am supervisor of the fraud department. How can I help you?
Hi. I had just talked to a young lady who transferred me over to you. We're dealing with some credit card fraud, and I'm trying to chase everything down. I was alerted by my credit card company last night, and they have since shut the card down. And we went back, and there was a charge made to your company on the 11th of March of this year that we have no clue what it was. The young lady I talked to a few minutes ago has canceled some kind of subscription, but she said I needed to talk to you about the charge that was made on the 11th for $59.89.
Can you confirm your name and address for me?
Yes, my name is Gary, first name Gary, G-A-R-Y, last name Blum, B-L-U-M, and the mailing address is P.O. Box 301, Franklin, Louisiana, 70538.
Thank you for that. So I do have an email address of Steffi_Taylor@hotmail.com. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that's Stephanie. She's sitting right here. She's got no clue what this is about either.
Okay, and that's your spouse?
Yes.
Okay. I do have a phone number that was used at the time of account creation, if this rings a bell.
Okay, you want to give it to us?
It's 214-498-7871.
Yeah, that's her number.
Okay. So I'm showing this account was created when a contest entry for the Dyson's vacuum was entered. Do either of you recall doing that?
No. Hold on. Let me let you talk to her because she's sitting right here and she has no clue either what's going on. Just a minute, please. This is Stephanie Taylor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi. Do you recall signing up for a Dyson's vacuum back on the 9th? Okay. So since y'all are stating you did not initiate that, we do have the IP address from the original device that was used. We do contact the local authorities and provide them with that IP address. They do locate, track down, and prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. I do have to advise that false fraud claims could result in a penalty such as a fine. So I do have to verify that you or no one in the household placed the sign up for the contest entry in order for me to process.
Okay, if it was done, it was an accident, but I did not knowingly do that.
Okay, so do you want me to go through with the investigation?
I'll say that.
Here, talk to my husband.
Hey, look, we did not do this. She did not do this, okay? We have no clue what this is about. I was alerted last night by the credit card company that there were other charges like this attempted to be made online, and they have shut the credit card down.
Okay, so what I was explaining to your wife was with this fraud investigation, we have the IP address from the original device that was used, and we do have to provide that to the local authorities. They do locate, track down, and prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. We do have to advise that false claims of fraud could be charged with a penalty such as a fine. So we do have to have verification that you or no one in the household placed the initial order before we can begin. And then she passed me back to you. So do you want me to go ahead with the fraud investigation?
Yep. Absolutely. Yes, we do. As I said, there were several others also. They shut it down last night when someone was trying to buy something online with all of her information in California.
Okay, so resolution typically requires about 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, so will they credit us back this $58 charge?
That is pending the results of the investigations, but again, resolution is usually 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So will they will contact me and let me know?
Or it'll just reflect to the account.
Okay, well, look, I certainly appreciate it. You've been very helpful, and I'm sorry for the you know, what happened, but apparently someone got her information somehow. And this is not the first time that this happened to me also. So.
Okay. Well, do you have any other questions regarding the account?
No, no, ma'am. I think we'll just wait to see, you know, your investigation and that it's taken care of. And I appreciate your help very much.
And thank you for calling customer service.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.